Essentially what it is, it's a law that allows direct shipping of wine from wineries outside of Massachusetts into Massachusetts. You know, Massachusetts is one of only a handful of states that currently still prohibits that. And, you know, that really it benefits the customer, it benefits the wineries, and it actually benefits the state as well, because there will be additional tax revenue that's brought into the state as a result of this.
What does this restriction do to wineries like your own, as well as consumers here in Massachusetts?
Particularly for small wineries like ours and others, you know, if we can directly ship wine to our fans and customers in the state of Massachusetts, benefits our business. It also benefits the consumer, because it cuts out another couple layers of middlemen, and so they're able to get the wine at a more reasonable price. You know, ultimately, it's a win-win situation. The only people that are resistant to it, obviously, would be the distributors, and then in some cases the package stores. But what we've seen, both anecdotally, just personally, with our with other states with just our wine, and also in one study that was done in Maryland, is that when these states open up for direct shipping, they actually see an increase in business at the package stores and the distributors.
And Massachusetts is the largest state to still have this restriction. In fact, most states don't have this restriction, right?
Correct. Yeah, there currently are. Massachusetts is one of 11 states that currently is restricted, and Massachusetts is by far the largest of those states in terms of wine consumption.